The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
Good morning!
Morning!
It's time for your Morning Brew.
Things are gonna get weird.
You're gonna keep lightning, and you're gonna crack thunder!
Okay, this guy needs coffee and cooler stuff.
You know what can really help you sort through these important issues?
What?
Orange mocha frappuccino!
Damn, Jimmy. This some serious gourmet s***.
Let's get it on.
It's definitely an emphasis with the team, with the staff. But as it relates to training camp and how we set it up, you know, there won't be major tweaks that way. I mean, training camp will be different this year when you compare it to last year, obviously.
There he is, Vic Fangio.
Love Vic.
So Vic was everybody's favorite uncle, favorite coach yesterday. He gave team the day off from the final day of mini camp and had a little field day. Getting your reaction to it, Gary and Mead says, this is a 5-6 win franchise the last 5 years. No, they should not have had a field day. They need to earn that type of break. They haven't.
Well, I mean, you think that this field day is what's going to keep them from winning 10 games? Hey, this one practice, that's it. I mean,
well, I'm going to defer to you. You've played on great teams. You know what a winning culture looks and feels like. Did they gain more in building a team by doing this yesterday than having another practice? Simple as that.
If it's as simple as that, and then, yes, I'll say those coaches know those players and the way those players have been working better than you do driving down I-25. Better than I do. I've been to 2 practices. Better than you do. How many have you been to? 1 or 2?
1, yeah.
1 practice. They know them better than we know them. And then also the fact that last year was a really weird year. And everybody I talked to, I mean, all season long as I travel around from team to team to team to team, were like how upsetting it is not to be connected to the guys you play with, to be doing it over Zoom, to be, you know, to not being able to eat lunch together, you know, being separated. Like, there is a bond that is created when you play, and I think that's one of the most important things. So yeah, I think that's probably more important than everybody getting an extra 15 reps of, you know, of team and 7-on-7.
Next on the Morning Brew.
Crone hits it in the air, deep right field. Did he clip it?
Shot. Drew Goodman there with the call on AT&T Sportsnet. Those Rockies just continuing to provide thrills and entertainment and good summer vibes over at Coors Field.
If they could play every game at home, we'd be undefeated. Well, no, what's their home record? They've lost some games. But you know what I'm saying. What are they, 4? Have they won 4 straight?
4 in a row. 4-0 on this homestand. Continues 3 more this weekend with Milwaukee.
Right.
Here's the big question. At some point, does all this home success start to transfer on the road? Or do we just have to accept the fact that they are complete Jekyll and Hyde? That they could sweep this series. They could win all 7 games on this homestand, but yet the minute they go out on the road, they become chumps again. At some point, doesn't there have to be a carryover?
Well, at some point, you would think that if that continues, that trend continues, then that it's completely in their heads. But they chased a damn good... Woodruff is a damn good pitcher. They chased him. I think that's the first time he hasn't gone 6-plus innings in a start in like 14, 15 starts. I mean, guy's a damn good pitcher. Gave up 5, gave up a grand salami in the first. It's got to be in your head, right? Like, you walking up, it's kind of like that. don't walk a guy, don't walk a guy, don't walk a guy, don't walk. You're going to walk him, right? You can't operate that way. Oh, you know, the ball moves different here. We can't hit. Like, it's got to be in your head at some point. You got to be, hey, if you're this good at home, you got to be at least a little better on the road. Next on The Morning Brew.
I love Tom Brady.
Showtime.
So for the first time since, well, in over a decade, the Madden game will have two players on the game's front as Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes will share the cover. It's the first time since Madden 10 when Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu were on the cover together. I would say this is a bittersweet day for Bronco fans. Here's why. Because in Brady and Mahomes, you have easily two of, if not the two most despised, unliked, revered, fear-inducing opponents that the Broncos have faced and face.
Uh-huh.
But yet there is also the possibility that these two guys that aren't exactly, thought of fondly among Broncos country, maybe they succumb to the Madden cover jinx.
Let's hope not. I mean, that would be terrible for the league. Maybe not for, we lost to Matt Moore. We lost to Henny. Just wouldn't be good for the league. Wouldn't be good for the league, Mike.
Careful.
I know.
These are the kind of comments that get you knocked out of the circle and require you to write a letter.
I'm never knocked out of the circle.
We were out of the circle. You and I started the show over 6 years ago with you outside the circle.
Well, has the Broncos ever had a Madden cover guy? Oh. Peyton Hillis was, but it was after he went to Cleveland, remember?
Yeah.
How did Peyton Hillis get the cover of Madden?
That one. Not sure.
I'm not either. Have the Broncos ever had a Madden cover? Sure.
I don't know. Gotta have to ask
Josh.
I mean,
it would only be Elway, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
When did Madden come out? Madden was around when I was playing because I was one of the 99 ratings.
This is Madden 22.
So it was around when I was playing.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how Peyton Hillis ended up on the cover. I don't know. Maybe ask Josh McDaniels. Next on The Morning Brew.
I've been training to be a hockey player my whole life.
Golf's no different from hockey. Requires talent, self-discipline.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer, huge ass.
U.S. Open round one. Forget about the golf for a second. Golf's providing some fun. You had Phil Mickelson complaining about cell phones out on the course.
Uh-huh.
And the latest in the Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, DeChambeau video bombs Koepka during a U.S. Open interview. You think these two genuinely don't like each other? Is this like WWE stuff where it's like manufactured?
No.
Hey, this will be good. This will be good for. This will be good. This will be good. This will be good for our brands. This will be good for the game. A little bit of heat.
There was no question. There was no question that.
The cream of the crop.
That Koepka does not care for Bryson. Like, there's no, when he was doing that interview a couple weeks ago and Bryson walked by in his metal cleats, clickety clack, 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 clickety clack, there's no question that Koepka was like, oh my word, there can be only one.
This guy's a toolbox.
That toolbox right there. Oh, it's great. Who knew golf was, I like it. Good to have some rivalries.
So DeChambeau noticed that Koepka was being interviewed by the Golf Channel.
Mm.
So he decided to video bomb it. DeChambeau jumped and waved his left arm over a fence behind where Koepka was standing.
Good for him. He knows he's just a numbers nerd. He's out there calculating. Everybody else is like, oh, this guy. E equals MC squared.
The other day I was at Tom's Watch Bar for We're doing a promotional thing, and they have a golf simulator inside the restaurant bar.
Yeah, I saw you challenge Stokely.
So I took a couple swings, and I was wearing some people call it a medium.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was tight, but I think it kind of accentuated me in all the right areas. You know. Anyway, some people are busting my chops. I said, hey, I was just looking to capture my inner DeChambeau.
Yeah?
Yeah. Look, not everyone's as yoked as you are, dude. Okay? But I think I looked...
I might have to go back and look.
Go take a look. I think I looked mini-yoked.
I don't.
I think there was a little bit of yokedom there. Little yokitude. A little yokeness.
Kind of finny, I think, in that. Just getting all at the same time. Let me just look. I'll take a look.
I don't know. You know. Gun show was out, you know. Come on now.
Okay.
Take a look.
Oh, wait a minute.
Okay, not all of us could be like you.
Yeah, right here. Hold on.
All right, take a quick look. Okay. Take a look. There it is. Now I start walking.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, That shirt. Well, I think it might have just gotten caught up behind you from the swing, but the buttons were about ready to. I mean, that almost broke that button was about to come out.
Bing!
And like hit the camera. Like,
we're down! Down! We got shrapnel!
Yeah.
All right, Cecil Lammy joined us next.